Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St. Albans and from further afield. Coming up later, hey kids, have you got your phone handy? Find out how you can win yourself £100. But before that, if you were out and about in St. Albans this weekend, you probably felt like a penguin in that grim weather, but you might not have expected to see penguins. Well, I mean, they weren't actual penguins, but local Greenpeace activists were dressed up in rather fetching penguin outfits. So what was all that about then? I spoke to Jem from St. Albans Greenpeace to find out. Why were you stood outside in the freezing cold dressed like a penguin? I mean, to put it bluntly.
It's a question I asked myself many times yes. on Saturday, to be honest. But actually, we got a great response. It was part of Greenpeace's wider campaign to protect the Antarctic.
Right.
And we were trying to raise awareness of that. We were hoping to sign a few people up, which we did, and make people more aware of the threat and the opportunity. And we engaged with a lot of people in some great conversations.
Yes.
And I think we're starting to get some real traction locally.
Brilliant. Well, that sounds all very positive. So you said this is part of your campaign about the Antarctic. Why is the Antarctic so important?
Well, it's the Antarctic mainland is protected anyway. And,
right.
and some of the waters around the Antarctic are also protected. But this year presents a unique opportunity for us to make a really significant difference. There is a proposal on the table for a sanctuary to be created, and discussions are going to be taking place later this year in October, I believe, between a lot of different countries around the world. And they're going to be talking about the possibility of creating this ocean sanctuary,
right.
which means that the seas around the Antarctic will also be protected, which will stop any development and fishing around there.
Right. So the main threats are from things like fishing, I don't know, drilling perhaps for oil or something like that?
Yeah, it's fishing really that seems to be the focus of this particular activity. And in particular, the companies that want to fish for krill around the Antarctic, it's incredibly rich waters so far as krill is concerned, and krill is used in the production of various fish oils.
Yeah.
But if we can prevent that from being the case, then we'll ensure the sustainability of the penguins, the whales,
yes.
Lots of other marine life.
Yes, because krill is one of those things, isn't it? It's sort of at the bottom of the food chain there.
Yeah.
It supports so many different things, like the penguins that
yeah.
you were dressed up as. That's right, indeed. So is there a chance that this is going to happen? And I'm thinking that presumably, in order for a sanctuary to be declared, we'll have to have the support of people like the Americans. Do you think Donald Trump would support an Antarctic sanctuary?
I don't know if Donald Trump would support the sanctuary himself, but there are certainly lots of countries involved in the campaign, and the governments are coming under pressure from the fisheries companies. But actually, this summit that's taking place in October will be an opportunity for those countries to get together and discuss it. And so it's absolutely vital that ordinary people like you and me put pressure on the governments to say, we don't want this to happen. We don't want the fishing to take place. We want this to be a protected sanctuary.
Right. I mean, I get petitions to sign all the time. You know, why are we protecting the Antarctic rather than, I don't know, the Arctic, for example, or, you know, one of many other places?
Yeah, I think it's not a question of one or the other. We need to be protecting all of those areas. It just so happens that the time is right at the moment for us to be promoting this particular campaign. There is a Greenpeace campaign already to protect the Arctic.
Yeah.
Climate change affects everywhere, and the sustainability of marine life in the Antarctic will affect the whole planet.
Wow. Yeah, that's a sobering thought, isn't it? It really is. Now, you said that when you were stood there in your penguin outfit, you received a good reception from people who, you know, wanted to support you or whatever. Is there any? What can we do then if we agree and we think that the Antarctic should be made into a sanctuary?
Well, there are a number of things that anybody can do, and I have to say that I've been involved with Greenpeace for only a year or so now, and I think I was probably a bit sceptical when I first started, and thought that maybe I couldn't make any difference. But what I have learned is that a few people actually really can make a difference by spreading the word and getting other people involved.
Yeah.
And if enough ordinary people get involved and make a small difference, then it can amount to a big difference.
Yes.
So the things that it would be great for people to get involved with, firstly, the obvious and most simple thing they can do is just to sign the petition.
Right.
And so they, if they just text the word PROTECT and their name to 60777, they can sign the petition that way. They can spread their word on social media, and please do use the hashtag #ProtectAntarctica. And at a more local level, get onto the Greenpeace St Albans website and join up there. Even better, come along to the next meeting. It's going to be on the Wednesday, the 21st of February. We meet at the Slug and Lettuce. There's no cost for it. Just come along and meet some like-minded people who sit around a lot and watch planet Earth and say, it's awful, isn't it, that
yes.
you know, we find all these animals with bits of plastic around their
yes.
neck.
Yeah.
And wonder to themselves, but what can we do about it?
Right.
And actually
yeah.
what they can do about it is come along, get involved, do their little bit, and add to all the other people who are doing their little bit.
Yeah, that's a brilliant point, is it? If you were watching Blue Planet and you did wonder and you felt miserable and depressed, no point. You can really do yeah. something. So, yeah, excellent. Well, I'll make sure that those details go on our website. And good luck with the campaign.
Thank
and,
you.
Well, I hope when you're next out as a penguin, you don't get too cold. Jen, thank you very much indeed for joining me. I was talking there to Jem, who's from the St Albans Greenpeace group. That was a really empowering message that he had, wasn't it? I did like that, particularly when, you know, it's really quite a dingy time of year where you could really feel down about that sort of thing. So, yeah, nice to have a real positive message there, which is great. OK, so nearly all of us, we carry around a smartphone equipped with a great little camera in our pockets, don't we? And if you're under 18, that camera could win you £100. I spoke to Caroline Wilkins of Sustainable St Albans Week. She explained to me how. Very much indeed for joining me. Now, you're running a photo competition as part of Sustainable St Albans Week. What kind of photographs are you looking for?
Well, what we're looking for in our Living St Albans photo competition is for children and young people to look at their local environment and to take a photograph that uses one of our themes of environmental sustainability as a focus for their photograph. And there are 10 themes of environmental sustainability which run throughout the programme for the week.
OK, they're just a couple of words each. Do you want to quickly tell us what they are?
Shall I list them?
Go
yeah.
on then.
OK, there's health and happiness, equity and local economy, culture and community, land use and wildlife, sustainable water, local and sustainable food, sustainable materials, sustainable transport, zero waste and zero carbon.
OK, so that's quite a broad sort of section of things there. So are you kind of looking for people doing things that might be associated with one of those categories?
Well, what we're hoping for is a complete range of ideas in the photograph that will cover all sorts of things that are going on in St Albans. It could be that young people want to photograph wildlife, so we could have butterflies and bluebells coming in under the category of land use and wildlife, or we could have a cycling trip coming under sustainable transport. So really the idea is to look around you and to come up with something that is original.
Right. Now you said that it has to be taken around St Albans somewhere within the district, is that right?
Yes. Sustainable St Albans Week takes place in St Albans, Harpenden and the surrounding villages. So we're really looking for people living in the area to take photographs of things going on in their local area.
Right. Now, tell me which is more important. Is it more important the subject matter of your photo, or is it more important that you've got a really crisp, fabulous technical photo?
I think in the end we're going to be looking at both, actually. We will be looking for a nicely taken photograph, something that has some particular...
That's okay.
Something that has a particular focus as the, at the centre of it.
Right.
But we're also looking for an original idea. So if you can come up with something that is that nobody else has thought of, that's really going to strike us as well.
Right. Okay. So a bit of a clever photo, but with lovely subject matter as well. So who can enter the competition then?
So it's open to anybody, any children living locally, and there are going to be prizes in four different categories, by school age band, basically. So secondary age, so that's 18 and under, junior age, infant age, and then we're also offering an option for a group entry. So this might be where a class or a year group or a youth group want to submit an entry that they've put together as a group. So it could be a photo montage, it could be something that they've worked on and set up as a group.
Right. OK, so rather than all giving in all individual photos, you're just looking for one work that the group has done.
Yes.
Right. OK. Now, you mentioned sort of school age groups there. What happens, say you're home educated, can you still enter then?
Yes, absolutely. So we're also looking at local groups such as Scouts and Brownies entering. And if you're home educated, it's absolutely no problem to enter at all. Simply going to the website, as long as you've got the permission of your responsible adult, then yeah, you're fine to enter the competition.
Of course, indeed. So you say we enter online. So you're looking for electronic copies of the photos which are submitted online?
Yes, it's an electronic submission form. You submit your photograph, you upload your photo to a Dropbox, and you can complete up to 20 words saying how the picture matters to you, how it fits in with one of our themes of sustainable living.
Right, OK. So you're looking for a little bit of a description or something there as well. There has to be words with this. It's not just the photo.
Yes, something like that. Something about why this picture matters.
Right. And who's going to be judging the competition?
Well, we're putting together a panel of judges from the local community who are all going to have some input in it. So it won't be just one judge. It will be a panel of several judges.
Right, OK. And the people who you mentioned before, all different backgrounds, so yeah, there'll be a nice wide range of people on that panel. And when's the closing date? When do we have to have our entries in by?
Closing date is 5 p.m. on the 29th of March.
Right. And another question, can we enter more than once? Because it's sometimes difficult choosing that favourite photo.
Yes, you can enter more than once.
Wonderful. And then tell me, you've got some great prizes there. I noticed the £100 prize for the winning one. Have you got any other prizes you can tell us about?
So the prizes are £100 for the first prize in each of the four categories.
Right. Lovely. Well, that's very good. And how about if it's a group that does it?
That would be the same prize.
Wow.
Yes, for
lovely,
the group.
Well, that's definitely...
That would have to be shared.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. That's good to hear. And then tell me, what happens to the winning photos?
Well, at the end of Sustainable St Albans Week, there's an event called the Know-How Festival taking place on Sunday the 29th. And the winning photographs are going to be displayed then. And that's actually going to be the occasion when we're announcing the winner and giving out the prizes.
Oh, right. So we'll actually be able to see all these lovely photos that have been entered at the Know-How Festival.
We'll have the winning photos on display and probably quite a good selection of the shortlisted photographs, as many as we can fit.
Right. OK, lovely. So you'll win the prize and also everybody will get to see your fantastic photo. And even if you haven't taken part, actually, I imagine there'll be some lovely photos to see. It's on the 29th of April. It's at Fleetville Junior School, that is, isn't it?
That's right. Yes.
Wonderful. Caroline, thank you very much indeed for coming and telling us about that.
Thank you.
I was talking there to Caroline Wilkins from Sustainable St Albans Week about the Living St Albans Junior Photo Competition. And do take a look at the article on the Radio Rowland website for all the information and links about the competition. Sounds great, doesn't it? OK, so if the weather is miserable outside, then remember that there's a couple of big opportunities for you to voice your opinion. The consultation on the Hertfordshire Transport Plan that we heard about back in December closes soon. You remember that Councillor Ashley of Herts County Council explained how he wanted to see a big shift towards walking and cycling, especially within sustainable transport towns like St Albans. So make sure you tell Herts County Council whether you agree with their ideas. You'll find that consultation on their website. And then, of course, there's the St Albans District Council's consultation on their plans for houses and other development in the district over the next 20 years. Now, you can hear Councillor Mary Maynard talking about this on the podcast on the Radio Verulam website. And then you can either fill in the quick leaflet that you'll have got through your door about this, or if you've been that, God forbid, then you can go to the St Albans District Council website, and there you'll see it's always quite easy to click on there. You do have to do some sort of like registration process with a password or whatever, but it's not complicated. If you leave your password, they'll send it back to you. It's fine. So, and it really is important that you know, we don't just stand by and let things happen. We really make sure that we pay attention, and yeah, I think that we have our say on all the stuff going on in our local district. And I'll put a blog on the Radio Verulam website about that as well. Okay. Other events coming up I thought you might be interested in. How about restorative pruning workshop? It's a chance that the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust have got for you to learn how to prune old apple trees. And they're going to do this by showing you how to prune old apple trees in their orchard at Tewin. This is on Sunday the 4th of February. It's from 10 till 3 over at Tewin Orchard. It's run by the Orchards East Project. You can learn how to renovate and prune old apple trees to encourage longevity, improve stability, and encourage growth in the right place. Trees aged 50 years and upwards you'll be working on. Bob Lever, who's an orchard enthusiast and experienced trainer, will be there teaching you. And it's open to people with some understanding of pruning apple and pear trees, but you don't have to know so much. There's no charge. But you do need to go and register on the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust website. Sounds great, doesn't it? Really useful skills. And also you'll have the opportunity to help in their orchard too. So that's on Sunday the 4th of February. Over at Tewin Orchard between 10 and 3. Okie doke then. So next week we're going to be hearing about the new movement, Plastic Free St Albans. Really ties in, doesn't it, with the Blue Planet concerns that Jem was talking about earlier. Remember, you can find all the information from today's show on the environment page of the Radio Verulam website. The podcasts that on the podcast page of the Radio Verulam website. Do get in touch with us if you want, and we'll be back at the same time next week. Thank you for listening.